Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The 1976 film Network, written by Paddy Chayefsky and directed by Sidney Lumet, won 4 Academy Awards, and granted that, and the following generations, the indelible expression of utter frustration and mental collapse.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Lee Hall has adapted Chayefsky's screenplay into a script for the stage, which is a hit at Broadway's Belasco Theater. Directed by Ivo Van Hove, Network stars Bryan Cranston, Tony Goldwyn, Tatiana Maslany, and our guest, Joshua Boone. Boone's Broadway debut was in Holler If You Hear Me in 2014. In our region, he's been seen at the Williamstown Theater Festival in 3 productions over the last 2 years. Joshua Boone, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Tell me about getting cast in this show, about your journey so far with Network.
Yeah, the casting process was interesting. I don't know if you've seen the show or not yet, but
I haven't gotten to.
There's a lot of multimedia elements in it, you know, a lot of screen work and camera work involved. So the audition process actually involved being on tape. Ivo, the director, wasn't present for the audition. His associate director, Dan Raggetts, was there. And we had a good time in the room. They put it on tape, and a few weeks later, I got the call saying they wanted me in it. And we've been having a great time. The rehearsal process was it's a transfer from the National Theatre in London. So some things were kind of already mapped out. We moved a little faster in the rehearsal room, and but we had a ball. Like, Ivo, even in knowing what he wanted, still made room for exploration, which I found amazing, you know, and fun to just ping ideas off of him and see what we could get to. And Bryan Cranston at the helm, you know, the guy is ferocious, to say the least, you know, when it comes to the work, you know, what he brings to the role of Howard Beale. And we all get to kind of watch in awe nightly of, you know, what he brings to the stage and how he makes changes and has fun. And if he can, you know, with the weight that he has on his shoulders, if he could keep it fresh and have fun with it, then the rest of us can too. It's been a blast. And not just his work, but talking about Bryan, but him as a person, just associating with him. He's a very good guy, fun guy to be around. And that's, you know, it's prompted my growth both artistically, personally, and professionally. And I'm grateful to be a part of this process so far.
Were you familiar with the movie before learning the play?
No, I was not. I did my research in auditioning, you know, heard it was a film. In my research, I found out that Robert Duvall played the role that I played in the movie.
Right, and you're pretty different types.
Yeah, absolutely. And while, you know, he's a white guy, I'm a black guy, it's like I didn't want his voice in my head in creating it, you know? Because he's an iconic actor. You know, and that's the last thing I wanted, was to be in the rehearsal room hearing his voice in my head as I worked through whatever I, you know, needed to work through.
So tell me more about creating your character.
Well, it starts on the page. And Lee, our writer, he told us that pretty much transferred the language from the movie onto his page. I think somewhere around 80 to 85% of what we say is directly from the movie, which speaks to how prophetic Paddy Chayefsky was, you know, in that the movie was written over 40 years ago, and yet it still has such strong resonance. And but it all starts on the page, and, you know, the characters kind of lift off from the page, you know, through the dialogue and the language. And my character, Frank Hackett, you know, he's new to the Network, in that he was brought in by the company that bought the Network. And whenever new people come into any situation, there's the possibility for things to be shaken up and for there to be resistance because of that. And that's where both the dilemma and the conflict come into the show, you know, with my character in the show. People don't want to listen to me, but they have to because of my status, because of my position. And it's so much fun. I get to talk a lot of trash, you know, getting a lot of people's faces, and I'm having a great time doing it.
What are some of the challenges of the technical aspect of this play?
Okay, so, all right, right.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot in a very cool way. What I first have to say is that one thing I learned from Ivo, and the thing that I love about his mind, is that every choice is super specific. It's there for a reason. Ivo doesn't do, I'm going to assume this. Ivo doesn't do anything just because it's cool. Everything he does is to serve the story or to have an affectation on the audience itself. And it's crazy that I'm on stage, and I'm under some of the hottest lights I've ever been under on a stage. Cameras in your face while, you know, sound underscoring moments in monologues. There's TV screens everywhere, you know, displaying all different sorts of images. All the images cater to what's happening in the moment. We have a live restaurant on stage where audience members sit and eat and drink on stage while we're performing. So sometimes you have forks clinking in the background. So there's so much at play, so many stimuli, you know, and it's crazy just to, as an actor, be thrust into that and figure out a way to navigate all of that energy truthfully and honestly in a way that serves the story, you know, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
When you were rehearsing the show before previews, did they bring in people to sit on stage and do that part so you could get a little bit used to it?
We didn't have any sit-ins during rehearsal. But one of our dress rehearsals, you know, we kind of had people on stage just to, you know, give us the feel before we started really having people. But majority of the technical elements we had at the outset, like immediately, we had, you know, we had the cameras in the room, we had, you know, the sound elements and everything. So we got to work with that as we rehearsed, which was very helpful, you know, because sometimes you don't get tech until you start tech.
Right.
And
then that's just a few days.
Yeah, exactly. And but this process, you know, we were able to get right into it and get acclimated to it fairly quickly because of it.
So did you get to rehearse longer in the theater, or did they simulate the tech in a rehearsal space?
Well, no, we had pretty much simulated the tech in the rehearsal space. But like, by simulate, I mean like we had the actual elements, you know, maybe not all of the lighting, of course, but we pretty much had everything that we needed. It's different when you get on stage, though, and you're in the theater, and now you feel the lights, and you have the live people, and all of that energy gets brought into it, which changes it, you know, which changes the feel of it all, you know, even though you've had time in the rehearsal room. It's still, once you're on that stage live, it's a different beast.
It is, not to be crass about the success, but it is selling very, very well. People are really, really digging it.
Yeah.
Does that affect your performance, or are you guys so pro, you were like, you know, working real hard in rehearsals,
yeah,
it doesn't get more or less anything once, just because it's a hit?
Well, I was actually talking about this with Eduardo, our company manager, the other day. He was asking me how I was feeling about everything. And I told him, I don't really feel that, mm-hmm, you know, the success of it all, which I'm grateful for. You know, part of me wants to be like, yo, the show is selling crazy, and to feel that energy. Like, but I don't. It's more so I have an opportunity every night to improve upon the performance I'd had the night before, you know? Mm-hmm. And that is my goal. It's, you know, and over the course of the run, there's probably only been maybe four times where I was like, oh man, we're about to do this show again, you know, which is rare in the long run. You know, sometimes people dread it. I have not dreaded doing the show. It's actually, I was telling a friend on the train here that it's been my solace, almost, you know, to know that I could come to work and work with the amazing cast and group of people that I'm working with and continue to explore this role and explore, you know, how to make it more true to me and more honest, you know, in the moment. And I think we all kind of follow Brian's lead in it, because what he has to do is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's monumental.
Yeah, exactly. So if he can come to work every day and bring his A game, in addition to keep it fun and play and continue to explore, then the rest of us can too, you know? And I think I tap into that. And so every night I'm like, yeah, here we go. We got another one. And that's, you know, in a few hours I'm going to be right, you know, off in the wings like, yep, here we go. Got another one. Let's get it. Let's see what we got.
What is it like working with Tatiana Maslany?
It's amazing. She's a artistic pit bull. I think that might be the first time I've described her that way. But I just, first of all, everybody's amazing to work with. And Tatiana, you know, is the same. Like, she's such a personable person. Is that the right word, personable? Mm-hmm. Like, so easy to talk to,
yeah,
you know, and because Tony Golden was in it too, you know, and Brian, of course, and these, you know, these are very successful actors. But you find yourself having very base level, real conversations with them that, you know, show that you can go through this business without having your success get to your head. You know, you can still be you. And when I see her and see how she navigates and maneuvers both on stage and off, I'm kind of in awe of her person, you know, how open she is. And I'm grateful to be working with her. And early on in the rehearsal process, I could tell we were both kind of feeling the same things, like, oh man, like this show is like crazy. So we kind of, you know, without saying too much, just kind of we're there for each other, you know, and it's been great. It's been great. We're having a good time. I'm laughing because we have a lot of our moments happen together. And sometimes we're off stage together before one of us goes on. And we, you know, we like to have a good time off stage before we get on stage and have an even greater time. So I don't want to say, you know, too much, but we're having a blast, a great time.
Are we talking about pranks? Are you guys pranking each other?
Pranks? We haven't done too many pranks. Because, you know, the show's big. We gotta
focus.
The show. And at the same time, we know the cast knows how to have a good time. And it shows. I think the audience feels that. It's like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, they love each other. They really, you know, not just on stage, but off stage, they rock with each other. Yeah, we all support each other. And it's been good. Like, it's crazy to think that, you know, we've run through June 8th now. And we've started performances November 10th, started rehearsals in October. So that's a chunk of time. You know, we've all been together. But it's still kind of, it just all still feels fresh and new. You know, I was talking to some of my castmates last night about it. And they were voicing like, yeah, there is some fatigue, but it's the group that keeps the energy charged.
When an extension is announced, who tells you?
Company management.
Okay.
Yeah, normally. I think I found out about the first one through one of my boys sent it through a GroupMe, my GroupMe app. And he was like, hey, man, congrats on being extended. I was like, oh, shoot, I didn't even know, you know? That was the first one. But they let us know about the other, the second extension. But I guess we always kind of knew that there was that possibility and hope for it. And for it to happen, it's amazing. You know, that's what you want. You want your show to run. You want people to come and see it. And it's a blessing to, you know, have at it for some more weeks.
It's been really fantastic to see you again. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me. Hey, look, y'all, you know, just to keep it real, I was late for this interview. And I'm just so grateful to, you know, one, be honored to come back and speak again. And I just want to thank you for the time. Thank you for your patience. And look forward to many more.
Yeah, definitely.
That? You know what I'm saying?
Joshua Boone co-stars in Network on Broadway through June 8th. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.